From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On October 22nd, WGXC aired a candidates forum from Cairo-Durham High School with most of the candidates running for office in Cairo this fall. An audio recording of the forum is available in the audio archives at WGXC.org. Early voting starts October 26th with four candidates on the ballot for town supervisor, including two former supervisors and the current supervisor who is not running for re-election. Republican John Coyne, who is also on the Your Voice is Heard party line, was supervisor from 2008 to 2012. Democrat Ted Banta was supervisor from 2012 to 2015. Current supervisor Daniel Vannoy is still listed on the conservative line despite his announced intention not to run. Sherry B. True, who is Benoit's clerk, is on the True Choice party line. Two Democrats, Lewis M. Connor and William F. Scherf, and two Republicans, Stephen L. Karlovich and Timothy M. Powers, are running for two seats on the town board. Scherf is also on the Working Families and Independence lines, and Connor is also on the Independence line. Republican Arthur J. Evans III vies against Democrat Michael C. Matarick to replace Robert Hempstead as highway supervisor. Tanja Sarago is unopposed for town justice. Kayla L. Warner is unopposed for town clerk. And Susan B. Hilgendorf is the only candidate on the ballot for tax collector. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill October 22nd funding new library construction in the state. The bill was co-sponsored by Democrat D.D. Barrett, who represents the 106th Assembly District that includes parts of Dutchess and Columbia counties. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "Libraries are the cornerstone of any community and great equalizers that provide resources and access to information to all New Yorkers, no matter who they are, where they come from, or how rich or poor they are," end quote. The bill funds up to 90% of construction costs. On October 26, the new Clabrick Library opens in the former A.B. Shaw Firehouse. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. While everything coming out of Washington, D.C. might seem only to be impeachment talk, the government is continuing to work. On October 22nd, Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, testified before the House Veterans Subcommittee on Disability Assistance and Memorial Affairs about his bill, the Improving Benefits for Underserved Veterans Act.
Thank you, Chairwoman Loria and Ranking Member Boss, for the opportunity to testify today about my bill, the Improving Benefits for Underserved Veterans Act, legislation to better understand the needs of our nation's veterans. Throughout the years, our armed forces have become increasingly diverse, with more women and minority groups serving our country. In fact, in my district alone, there are more than 40,000 veterans, nearly 10% of which are women, a trend that will only increase in the coming years. Female veterans are also the fastest growing segment of the homeless veteran population. And in 2016, the suicide rate of women veterans was nearly twice the suicide rate of non-veteran women. This summer, I visited a number of veterans organizations and facilities in upstate New York, including the Samaritan Daytop Village in Ellenville, the Catskill VA Clinic, and the Albany Stratton VA to better understand the healthcare needs of women veterans and learned that many female and minority group veterans are unaware of their entitled benefits, leaving critical benefits unused. My legislation, the Improving Benefits for Underserved Veterans Act, would direct the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to publish a report on veterans' benefits disaggregating by sex and minority group status. This would help Congress and the VA better understand which benefits these groups are utilizing and, importantly, which benefits they are not utilizing. This forward-looking report will also allow Congress and the VA to foresee trends and needs in veterans' benefits and better understand how to serve them in the future. I am grateful to the House Affairs Committee for all of its hard work on what will become the Deborah Sampson Act, which, if enacted, would be the most comprehensive legislation helping to serve women service members, and I am so happy it includes the Improving Benefits for Underserved Veterans Act. I thank the committee for the opportunity to speak on this important issue. I yield back my time.
City and state round up which New York politicians have endorsed which presidential candidates, and Elizabeth Warren is leading. From next door in Massachusetts, the senator has been endorsed by New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer, state senators Alessandra Biaggi, Liz Krueger, and Gustavo Rivera, assembly members Hugh Line-New, Linda Rosenthal, Harvey Epstein, Joanne Simo, and Catalina Cruz, and a number of New York City Council members. From next door, Vermont, Bernie Sanders has almost as many endorsements as Warren, most from New York City. Joe Biden has only two endorsements, but one is Governor Andrew Cuomo. New Rochelle Mayor Noam Bramson is backing Pete Buttigieg. Kamala Harris has endorsement from two state senators, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who represents the 18th Congressional District in the Southern Hudson Valley, is behind Beto O'Rourke. So far, none of the four Republican presidential candidates have received an official endorsement from a prominent New York politician. Read more about this story at City and State. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.